ticketing platform Quicket is one of South Africa's largest online ticketing providers. And just in case you've not heard of Quicket, it's essentially a self-managed platform that allows anyone running an event to sell tickets to their event online. Now, since its inception, the founders have now run, I think, 37,400 events across 53 countries, using 17 countries. And it all started with a group of friends. And I'm not going to finish that sentence. I'm going to get James Tagg, co-founder and director at Quicket, to tell you the story. James, good having you on.
Good morning, Kino. How's it going?
Very good, very good. Kit Fun Sales says to me, I've got to be nice to you, so I will.
Oh, you know Kit.
I know Kit.
A little while ago.
I know him very, very well. He's a good man. I believe also one of the people investing in you through Knife.
He is, yeah. Knife has been quite an incredible opportunity for us since 2017. But before we got started with them, it was a couple of mates. It was a sort of quintessential sort of startup story with a couple of mates slumming it in a digs. I was sleeping in the corridor actually at the time because the rent was really good. So we had friends and clients kind of stumbling over my bed to get into the house when we kind of opened up. So that was quite entertaining. Anyway, within about in our first month, we had sold a handful of tickets to this really quirky bingo event, which we actually loved, called Renegade Bingo. And from there, we were so excited. I think we sold like 20 or 30,000 rands worth of tickets in that month. And we were like, wow, this is really something. Yeah, you know. About a month or two later, I came home from somewhere and there was the directors of Africa Burn sitting in our lounge having tea. And Africa Burn is a large and very wonderful and beautifully creative event. So it was very exciting for us to see them. And the next thing we knew, they were using our platform to sell tickets. Absolutely annihilated us on the first ticket sale, took the whole website down. We didn't know what was going on. There was just thousands of people suddenly trying to buy tickets. And so we learned very quickly that that's not the most fun when you have a few thousand phone calls, angry callers. And so, we kind of really knuckled down and said, geez, guys, we're actually onto something here. There's clearly a demand for such a system in this country. So,
How did it all start? How did you even come up with this idea in the first place?
At the time, there wasn't a very large and established diverse sort of ticketing industry. There was more of an incumbent sort of dominant entrenched ticketing forces in this country. And I think we were trying to look at how to make a group payment system where anybody could collect money as a group of friends or something. And then we realized, well, hang on, that's really what events are. It's just a group of people. It's obviously a lot more than that, but from a ticketing perspective, it's actually just collecting a group of people's money and giving them a ticket in exchange. So we said, hang on, why don't we pivot this quickly? So in about a week, we changed from a group payments platform into a ticketing system. And that's kind of how it got going. And then from there, it kind of just exploded. We found that, before Quicket was around, there wasn't really an easy way for small, like micro-size events, like 50, 100 people to easily do something. It was really difficult because you had to, there was no way to really advertise yourself or collect the payments or whatever. So we set this up and suddenly it felt like we had unlocked an entirely new events market that didn't exist, but was waiting to exist. That's the self-service nature of the platform, really. Once people go on, they realize, I can set up an event page and I can start collecting tickets, like ticket funds straight away. It just really unlocks creative and wonderful, interesting events.
It's one of those, why didn't I think of it type things? You're looking at it going, this is it's so simple. It makes such a lot of sense. You're taking the fight to the big guys and it's working. But did you ever have a point where you were so frustrated and thought to yourself, especially at the beginning, when you go to people with the idea and they go, it's a nice idea, but do you have a lot of that at the beginning?
I actually don't remember a time where anybody's been vocally outspoken against the concept, because people do seem to go, well, hang on, this is cool. This is a democratic ticketing system. The biggest frustrations has just been the technological challenges along the way. I mean, we've really, it's not an easy thing. Like it sounds like it's going to be a really simple and easy thing to do. And then suddenly you realize, hang on, we've got a few thousand event organizers throwing, like you said, something 37,000 different types of events going on.
Yeah.
And they all have these different quirky needs. And so keeping up with that, and when you start to really try to put the platform out onto a broader scale outside of South Africa, so in the international context, you realize you're actually being compared against international competitors and the world's best.
Yeah.
So you realize very quickly, okay, well, we can't use the excuse that we're a South African business, you know, to downplay the platform. We got to, we really got to step up and make sure it's on the same par as the rest of the world, because that's what you're ultimately compared against.
Yep.
So that's been really challenging. And so we, you know, we devote a lot of our energy and a lot of our time to our tech and to building and to really trying to innovate and make sure that we can make something that works really well for everybody and unlock even more niche verticals of events.
And we talk about those events and how you've scaled internationally, 53 countries, 17 currencies. You talk about all the nuances there. Wow. And I think you know, just looking at a photograph that Kit sent me here of the Facebook Developer Conference in San Jose, California, there's the Quickit logo right up there. And
proud and loud up there,
So
that was cool. Hey, we've been working quite closely with Facebook. You know, ticket delivery is an interesting challenge. Like, some people are on feature phones, some people on smartphones, some people on email, some people are only on social media. So you kind of want to, some people are only prepared to get a ticket like on the ground, a physical thing, hand to hand. So Facebook we've been working with was specifically around ticket delivery.
Yeah.
But that's just where it starts. So you can get your tickets now delivered as a little QR code in your Facebook Messenger app. So you don't actually need to go anywhere, and you can sort of show that on your phone at the door and they'll scan it and off you'll be fine. So we were very proud of that, because I think it was a world first, or maybe a world second, it's hard to tell, but it was very up there. And so Facebook was even quite stoked with us, and they said, well, cool, we'll put your logo up here. And F8 is a big developer conference watched by millions of people around the world, where they kind of reveal their secret plans for world domination for the next year. So we were very excited to be up there, and it's kind of an example of one of the things that we're trying to do to use technology to stay at the front of the wave, you know.
What's the success? Let's talk about your success very briefly. We're going to be wrapping up. I just find this to me. I'm not even sure why we haven't spoken to you earlier, to be honest with you.
I know. I know you're a Quickit fan. I've heard you on the radio extolling our virtues. So thank you. Keep that going.
Absolutely. But your scale and scaling, what made it possible? It's one thing to do something in your country and to deal with the nuances, but to successfully do that over 37,000 and plus events, 53 countries and 17 currencies, takes quite an effort.
Sure. So, I mean, especially, you know, we've got a very big focus on the rest of Africa. And it's nice to try and think of the rest of Africa as a thing, but it's not. It's a whole bunch of different things. It's a whole bunch of different countries.
Yeah.
So, you know, we launched in Uganda in 2016. That was really interesting because they have a totally different model over there. So there they're taking payment via mobile money, and they're paying at, they want to go into a Shell garage or a store and actually buy a ticket. So we were shipping up boxes and boxes of tickets, and guys are driving around on like motorbikes, all over town delivering physical tickets and picking up cash, and it's quite something different. And then in Kenya, which we've launched recently, they're totally different. They're using M-Pesa.
Yeah.
And so it's just a smorgasbord of different challenges. So solving the payments problems is really a fundamental to cracking this. And then obviously, just building it. So payments is really the main issue for us.
Yeah.
And just trying to understand exactly what it is that different markets need, I think. And we've been lucky, we've had some partners that have helped us in Uganda and now also in Zambia. And so they've got a much better understanding of the local economy and the local relationships that need to be formed.
Brilliant. But I mean, you're
a challenge,
there's so many people like Peter de Villiers and the guys at Clickatile, etc., that they've played around in Africa. There's a lot that they can offer as well. And then you've got the people like Kurt and Andrea, and as I said earlier, Knife Capital behind you. But a wonderful business, James Turk, to you and the team.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man. It is something we're all proud of.
Thank you so much, Kino. And please continue to use the platform and give me a call if you're unhappy about anything, because we're kind of trying to shape it. By the needs of South Africa and the people that use it. So,
indeed. James Tagg there, co-founder and director at Quickit.